You know, we're at that time of year where the weather can change at the drop of the hat. When the weather turns bad, you can turn to KDKA Radio, People's Natural Gas Storm Center. We'll keep you up to date with traffic delays, school closures, and important weather information every time we activate the KDKA Radio Storm Center, brought to you by Air Pro Heating and Cooling, Bill Gray Volvo, State Farm Agent Pat Dickey, and News Radio 1020 KDKA. So every day on this show, just about every day, I learn something new on this very station, on this very show. So how about I never knew that there was something called the Municipality Equality Index Scorecard. Never knew it existed. So I guess it would then factor in or figure in that I would be shocked to know that Pittsburgh got a perfect score on that index. So what does all that mean? Well, that score is a way in which the Human Rights Campaign rates cities on their inclusivity of LGBTQ communities. So Pittsburgh got a perfect score, but not everyone thinks that we should have a perfect score. Ciara Thomas is the founder and president of the transgender resource provider Sisters Pittsburgh and joins us now for a conversation about the scoring, what happened, and why maybe we're not so perfect. Welcome to the show, Ciara.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So what is this score and what kinds of things are go into consideration for this?
So we've had this score for the last few years. We actually had a perfect score, I want to say a year or two ago, and it just goes to in recording LGBTQ folk in Pittsburgh and being included in things like employment, things like our bathrooms. We switched up our bathrooms in Pittsburgh to include gender nonconforming folk in our bathroom system. So it's recording all these things that include LGBT people in Pittsburgh.
So what does it mean then, and why are you not so convinced that we're perfect?
Well, it's showing that, you know, we're this perfect city that includes all LGBT people in Pittsburgh, when in fact, even within my organization, we serve our Black transgender communities. Our communities are still homeless. They're still unemployed. They're still discriminated against, within employment places, and it's become a culture, especially with Black LGBT people in Pittsburgh. And I'd like to bring up the census. We have, I don't know if you've heard about the census, but we record for the census each year. And what's happening with the census, and it goes into play with this perfect score, the census is not able to record Black and brown LGBT people effectively, especially Black and brown transgender people, especially. It's having difficult time connecting with our community. So when we get a perfect score, it just makes no sense when those of us who are out here doing the grassroots work see how our communities of color especially are being affected by the things around us.
So what would you like to see the city do? What would you like to see happen? And I guess I would say happen for real, because apparently on the surface, we get this perfect score. But in actuality, what you're saying is we're not that perfect.
Right. Well, first, we need to switch up the dynamic within our mayor's office, within our city council. And I've talked about this before. We need to have representation of our cities in the mayor's office and on city council. When we do that, we have voices of experience with DC. So these things are just not being said. We can actively have people that can represent their community in ways that truly, truly can be something that we can be of now.
You know what? I'm going to ask you, let me ask you a question. Are you inside, outside? Because you're kind of dropping in and out. So I feel like we're getting every third word that you're saying. Is there a way that you can shift to even maybe a couple steps one way or the other? You know how sometimes just a little shift makes your reception better?
No.
I'm sorry?
Is that it?
Yeah, that might be better. That might be a little better. Okay. And so then, does the rest of the world then, the rest of the country then see these scores, and then do they get a perception of Pittsburgh?
Yeah, a lot of these, you know, all around the country, they see these scores. And what happens is a lot of people within the LGBT community wants to move to Pittsburgh. We have a lot of people, and I'll speak on trans women of color specifically, who move to cities like Pittsburgh to find a better living. And when they come here, they are disappointed about the outcomes, because we do have a city that offers insurance coverage, you know, for trans people, and we worked very hard for that with our advisory council of Pittsburgh to make that happen. But they're still experiencing horrible things within medical facilities that claim to also be progressive in Pittsburgh, and they're not receiving their adequate care in these medical facilities. So there's still a lot of roadblocks.
Indeed. So it's 2019. I feel like on the one hand, we've made progress, but on the other hand, we still have a lot to do.
Well, we got to think about who Pittsburgh has made progress for. And when I look at it as a Black trans woman, I'm looking at Pittsburgh has made progressions for the white community of Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. The Black and brown communities of Pittsburgh have been left astray with the progressiveness that it claims to be. It's not progressive for Black people. So that's the question I propose. Who is progressive for? And that's what we all should be at. We all should be asking that question of who the city of Pittsburgh is progressive for, even within the LGBT spectrum.
Indeed. Okay. Thanks so much. You have
you've
explained a lot, because I said I didn't even know that it existed. So you have, once again, you've educated all of us. Thanks so much. Appreciate you, Ciora Thomas.
Of course.
All righty. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Yep.